Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And for the time being, my new book, The Third Ingredient, is available at Amazon. It still will be, but we're going to put it on a website pretty soon. The Third Ingredient at Amazon. Hope you check that out. Ralph Winnie is our guest. Ralph is a new friend, director of China Program for the Eurasia Center, partner of with the law firm of Henson Pang and Winnie, and he does business in all over the world, and he's here to talk to us about some of the trade issues that are going on between the United States and China. Ralph, thanks again for being here. Let's make sure that we help small business owners understand why they should be paying attention to these trade negotiations. What do you think?
Well, it's very important for small business, because we're a global economy. And for small businesses that are trying to penetrate the Chinese market, you're going to need to have a trusted law firm on the ground in China to help you make that connection with a potential Chinese partner, register your company, help you with your tax issues. And we have a law firm based in Shanghai called IPO Pang that does all of that for clients. And we found it to be very effective helping people that want to get into China to navigate the system, because if you don't have someone that's trusted on the ground in China, it's easy to get lost and not know how to do business effectively.
Ralph,
the personal relationship in China is
one of the issues that has got to be part of this trade negotiation. Not only are the tariffs and the inappropriate trade practices, but also the difference in the way that we treat Chinese companies when they come here, and we the way they treat our companies when they go there. I mean, they require a company that establishes itself in China, an American company, they require them to share ownership with a local company, which includes our intellectual property. That's how they've been ripping. That's half the way they've been ripping off our intellectual property. How are we going to stop that, Ralph?
Well, the problem is when the company, the American companies go to China, they don't register their technology. They don't file a patent to protect it from any potential competitors in China. If you are a foreign company and you come to the U.S., the first thing you think about is registering your patent and trademark with the Patent and Trademark Office to protect any kind of unauthorized copying or marketing. You have to do the same thing in China. We've seen cases where that have been very successful, like Michael Jordan. When his Air Jordan shoes came out, there was a Chinese company that tried to reverse engineer and to steal his technology. So what did Michael Jordan do? He started a PR campaign. He hired a PR firm, and he worked with a Chinese lawyer to win his case. So it can be done. It's very tough if you don't have the right connection. Certainly someone like Michael Jordan, because of his notoriety, is able to. We know about Singapore companies that have been able to file cases in China and win simply because they are Chinese-based, and they understand how to navigate the system. And that's the problem in China, is if you don't understand their rules, it's hard to prevail when bad things may happen.
Are there rules? Do they have a real rule of law over there, or is it the Wild Wild West when you go to court over there?
Well, the ABA has been very effective in retraining the judiciary and helping them establish the rule of law and to help them with it.
But who controls the courts over there? Does the state? How much is the state involved in the court system over there?
The state is certainly very involved. A lot of this is based on personal relationships and friendships that permeate all throughout Chinese business, culture, and practice. I think that's important for the viewers to understand. You know, they transitioned from a communist system to a more civil society. But it certainly takes time, and you've got to retrain the judiciary on how to deal with the issue of intellectual property.
But to get them to get the court to rule in China against a Chinese company, that just seems to me like a big expectation.
Well, yeah, as I said before, it can be difficult. You have someone like a Michael Jordan. He had to start a PR campaign. He got the Chinese people on his side. And he had a very effective Chinese lawyer.
Right. Yeah,
played out.
I wouldn't use that. If forbidden Joe, Bob, and Lorraine, small business owner going to China, I wouldn't use that defense. One of the things I'd like to get your comment on, Ralph, is to me a small business. For every small business that thinks about going to China to do business, there are 100 small businesses that never will, but they've got customers, big customers that do. And those, to me, that's where they need to be paying attention. What do you think?
Well, certainly, and you need a trusted law firm, Chinese partner there on the ground that will help you navigate the system. For small business, that's going to be the key, to have a trusted law firm on the ground that will promote your interests, that will register your patent and trademark to prevent any kind of illegal activity. Mm-hmm. That will help.
Ralph, I gotta wrap it up. You want to give us the website, please?
Sure. Go to www.ipo.com.
All right.
Thank you,
Ralph.
Everyone to follow the finance trade issues.
Thank you, Ralph, for being here. Good job. Come back another day. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.